I'm sure many of you find yourselves making your way into some form of food-related drive-through during the course of any given week. And like me, your experience might vary wildly, even at the same location, due to an employee's prior customer interactions, or that they're simply having a bad day. And today, we're going to leave out those who quite obviously just don't want to be there and let it show. But a number of years ago, I began trying to be more patient and engage some of these people in quick, pleasant conversation, beginning with polite ordering at the microphone and ending at the window with, "Hi there, how are you today?" or "How's your day going?" I have been amazed by some of the reactions I've gotten. I've seen very somber and or cranky looking individuals look up in surprise, then smile and respond when they realize I'm genuinely asking them. Tammy and I frequent a certain Dunkin' Donuts, which, by the way, we did not go to today for fear of a random apple fritter showing up in the car. But we have gotten to know the staff there. And as we eventually became acquainted, we discovered one of the ladies has a severe cardiac condition and was facing eviction from her home. Another was young, in a late-term pregnancy, and obviously struggling to get by. These are some of the same people who, in addition to their personal struggles, are conditioned by a daily, steady flow of demanding customers who, for the most part, are consumed with or overwhelmed by their own personal affairs. I've been there. And have little time or patience to interact with those who are serving them, let alone driving away and discovering zero ketchup for the fries, no honey mustard for the McNuggets. And I can empathize with that. I love ketchup on my fries. But to the point, brethren, God calls us to engage, not isolate, with the world around us while maintaining our identity in Him. He wants us to sympathize and, more importantly, empathize with others, not just for the sake of others, but for our own sakes as well. This is to be not just an act, but part of who we are. We must all grow to embody this. So very often, this begins with a simple act of kindness. Kindness is the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. It involves empathy and taking action to help others without expecting anything in return. Ephesians 4, verse 32, if you'll turn with me there. Ephesians 4 and verse 32. Ephesians 4 and verse 32. We'll get there shortly. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. This verse not only commands us to be kind, but also ties kindness to forgiveness and compassion. We might look at kindness as a sort of gateway drug, so to speak, as it is an outward action that can not only elicit a positive response in others, but help to cultivate empathy in ourselves. So we develop a genuine heart for other people. According to Karina Schumann, PhD, a professor of social psychology at the University of Pittsburgh, in general, empathy is a powerful predictor of things we consider to be positive behaviors that benefit society, individuals, and relationships. Scholars have shown across domains that empathy motivates many types of pro-social behaviors, such as forgiveness, volunteering, and helping, and that it's negatively associated with things like aggression and bullying, diametrically opposed to it. Remember that kindness involves empathy. The more we show kindness, the more we cultivate empathy, and a positive chain reaction can take hold from there. It's good for others. It's good for us. What is one way to know that God really cares about you and me? Because with His Spirit come the fruits listed in Galatians 5 and verse 22, if you'll turn with me there. Galatians 5 and verse 22, fruits of the Spirit. Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. He gives us these benefits. But we have to exercise them. We have to practice them. And once we immerse ourselves in one of these fruits, we can't help but gain a foothold into some of the others as well, because they're all related. Kindness can be a result of empathy, or the act of kindness engagement or engagement can cultivate empathy. This has been borne out in multiple studies, but the real proof is in Scripture. They just bear out what God has told us all along. Throughout the Gospels, we see Jesus embodying kindness in his interactions with others, whether he was healing the sick, feeding the hungry, or teaching his disciples. His actions were always infused with love and compassion. If you'll turn with me to Luke 10 and verse 29. Luke 10 and verse 29. Verse 29, but he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him, bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him. Whatever more you need, I'll give it to you when I get back.' Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" And obviously he says, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise." Jesus uses this parable to teach us that kindness crosses ethnic and social barriers, and that our neighbor is anyone in need. This also brings to mind someone else who might be from a very different background or culture from us. Sometimes it's difficult to find immediate common ground or to understand their culture, making it difficult to engage. Well, brethren, have you ever heard the adage, "Fake it till you make it"? Keep coming back. Keep showing kindness. That repeated engagement opens doors for both parties. Many times it's not easy, but it can make all the difference in the world. Kindness has a ripple effect. When we act kindly, we not only help the immediate recipient of our action, but also set in motion a chain reaction of positive behavior. Studies have shown that acts of kindness increase the serotonin levels of both the giver and the receiver, which improves mood and promotes happiness. Proverbs 11 and verse 17, we won't turn there, tells us, "A man who is kind benefits himself, but a cruel man hurts himself." Again, kindness is beneficial both to the giver and the receiver. What are some practical ways we might show kindness to others? Start small. Sometimes the small things, they mean the most. Hold a door open, offer a smile to a stranger, give a sincere compliment. Listen, sometimes the kindest thing we can do is offer our genuine attention and presence. Volunteer. Give your time to local charities or community groups. I know a number of you here already do this. Brethren, forgive. As brothers and sisters in Christ, let's let go of grudges and extend forgiveness as an act of kindness, remembering how much we've been forgiven by God, that he has given these fruits to us in an incredible act of kindness, knowing they are for the good of all of us. And the sacrifice he made so we might have these fruits and share them with others. You'll turn with me to Colossians 3 and verse 12. Colossians 3 and verse 12. Colossians 3 and verse 12. "Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience." Brethren, the smallest gesture of kindness can make an incredible difference in someone else's life. It can turn someone's entire day around and have a lasting impact on their life. As we continue into this week, Let's make kindness not just an action we take, but let it be who we are. Let it be the vanguard that goes ahead of us, that people know us to be the real, genuine deal.